We have a Sumit Kumar Baid from Howrah, West Bengal. He says, I'm single, age 26, from Howrah. I believe in God by heart, but in this world I'm working in my brother's firm as a manager, but I'm not happy with my life. I have various friends, but I'm unhappy. How should I be happy? And that's a very good question, because everyone wants to be happy. It's our natural constitutional position. But how to be happy, that we don't necessarily know. Yes, we don't know. We think sense gratification is happiness, but that's a mistake. Real happiness is described in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. And it starts with knowing that we're not this body, that we're spirit soul, and that the identity of that spirit soul is that we are servants of the Supreme Lord. When we realize that and start acting on that, then we reawaken that latent happiness that is within our heart. Then again, we become happy. Otherwise, it's not possible for us to be happy. That happiness is manifest or takes place by chanting Hare Krishna, by hearing about Krishna, by worshipping the deity, by these type of spiritual or transcendental activities. One actually comes to the point of happiness and ultimately beyond happiness, which is bliss. But when we simply try to satisfy our senses and our mind, which is not who we are, then there may be some fleeting happiness, but in the long run we get these type of quandaries. Is that I'm not happy. Now, interestingly, of course, what does someone do who is then working, as you meant, to give up life and engage full time in Krishna service? Well, that's one thing that some people do, but it's not what most people do. But that doesn't bar them still from rendering bhakti. What is their option? They organize their life in such a way that when they rise in the morning, they're engaged in different devotional activities such as chanting, hearing, and worship of the deity, taking prasadam, and then they go to work. And when they go to work, then they also transform the nature of their work into bhakti by giving the results of their work. That makes that kind of hard work, association with non-devotees, apparently materialistic activities, not only worthwhile, but it also spiritualizes them, because the result is coming to Krishna. So this is the art of happiness. Now, interestingly, Krishna says that in the beginning it tastes like poison. So devotees sometimes also say, well, we're supposed to be happy, but I'm not feeling happy. But in proportion to the degree that we become free from the bad habit of associating with this body, to that degree we become liberated from material happiness and start to enter into the realm of real spiritual happiness. And once we become fully situated in our spiritual position and absolved from identifying with this body, then we really enjoy bliss, ananda, or transcendental happiness, because we've entered into the realm of pure Krishna consciousness. So this is what is the means for becoming happy, and we hope that Sumit Kumar can apply himself to that and begin by chanting Hare Krishna and reading Bhagavad Gita. If he does that, then he will actually get a proper perspective on what happiness really means. Hare Krishna.